Hey, everybody. We are Angel Answers, and this is live on Wild Wednesday, and it's July 19th, 2023. And my name is Jan Drake Bakke. I'll be your host tonight. And it is a things are just going on, and I wasn't sure I was going to host to be able to do it, and I wasn't handling the controls, but I'm figuring them out right now, and I'm trying to get Peg on. I don't know what Peg's area code is. Please, someone tell me Peg's area code so I can get her on, too. And hi, Liz.
See if I can find her.
Hi,
okay.
Jan.
Hi. And Mary's off tonight.
978.
Okay, she's not here yet, but she will be.
Okay.
So, anyway, I'm just going to go ahead and read Mary's bio, and she will be off tonight. And Peg will be coming in and soon, I hope. But anyway, Liz's sister is here with me, and we're going to have a great show anyway. And so let me read you Mary. Mary Hernandez is an angel intuitive Reiki master, ordained minister, numerologist, tarot, and oracle card reader. She is also a candle creator. Mother Mary candles infused with love, light, and healing. She also now has Reiki-infused healing candles for each of the chakras as well as scented candles. To book a reading with Mary, visit www.theangelwithin.com or via email at maryhernandez5252@gmail.com. So that is Mary's. And Peg, where are you? But I guess she's not here yet, so I'll just go ahead and read hers, too, before she gets here. It says, Peg Jones is an angelic life coach, energy healer of Reiki, IET, and a quantum healing modality, also training as a sound healer using tuning forks, channeler of the angels, ascended masters, and card reader. Also uses light language to share as a healing modality, too. Peg is the author of Living in the Heart Place with Your Angels, Daily Angelical Whispers Throughout the Year, found on Amazon. She has that book, and you can find it on Amazon, and it's a beautiful book. I really recommend it. So you can find all of us on the Sacred Embers website, which is www.sacredembersshow.wixsite.com/love. And it's a group here on Facebook that we all belong to. We're a group of psychics, mediums, healers, and we've come together to do these radio shows, and we've come together to help the world, basically, and to help people around us. And so everyone has these amazing abilities, and they use them. And you can just go on that page over there on Facebook in the Sacred Embers group and check them out and look at all the stuff they do. They just do all kinds of amazing things, and they do readings a lot. Some of them give workshops and teach. So some of them are doing healings out in the world for people. I mean, it's just a lot of things. And Liz has a weekly show where she does her sound therapy with her bowls, and I missed it again last night. I really feel it when I miss it. It's like one of the most favorite things of mine to do now every week. And I really recommend you going to listen to that. It's on Tuesday night at 4 p.m. Pacific time, 7 p.m. Eastern, and it's just remarkable. And she does it so beautifully. It's just amazing. So,
thank you,
yeah,
Jan.
Of course. Absolutely. And it's very true. I need to write that down again, Liz, what Peg's area code is? Sorry.
978. I was able to finally get
okay.
into Jan, too, so I can see.
And what?
It's one of those. It must be the new moon. I said I'm finally able to get on to my computer so I can see now, too.
Oh, good.
And help
yeah.
you out.
Yeah, oh, good.
You're not on your own.
Okay. Well, it's fine. All these other times that I was trying to unmute people, I thought I was supposed to push the blue, but it's not. It's the red. So
yeah.
Now I know. And I just forgot. I've done this before many times, and I've just forgotten. But that was years ago. So Anyway, I'm just going to talk about our other shows that we have. It starts out on Sunday, and that's with Lynn Bleasdale, and she has the Enter the Light show. And Sunday, 12 noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern, and her co-hosts are Jessica Marie Tatro, Tony Jorgensen, Marianne Adams, Elizabeth D'Onfrio, Linda Irwin, and Hawk. And it's a really, really good show. It's packed, and they're all amazing. So I really recommend listening to them. And then on Monday night is called Bridging the Gap Between Science and Spirituality. That's headed by Catherine Peoples and DC Love. Another amazing show. It's so beautiful. They do healing on this show, and they talk about healing and all kinds of different subjects. It's a very interesting show, educational also, and I highly recommend it. And it's just an amazing show. It's beautiful. So then also we have The Lighthouse, which is headed by Shannon Johnson, Tina Godin, and Natasha Scott. They have a show that they put on, and it's not regularly every week, but they will post it when they do it, and it's another really high-packed, beautiful show of talent and beautiful messages that they give to people, and so I highly recommend them too. And then our show, which is Wednesday, Wild Wednesday, and so we've got some good shows here at the Sacred Embers, and I just really recommend you listening when you get a chance. We do our best, and so my name is Jan Drake Bakke, and I'm a psychic medium, and I do predictions, and I do animal totems. And I also do poetry, and poetry is my highlight. I love, it's like my favorite thing. And I'm trying to work with musicians and to do songs, write songs, and any other venues too. I've done a lot of things with these poems. They've gone in books also. I've done a lot of other stuff, but I really want to concentrate on writing songs for now. So I want to collaborate with musicians. So anyway, that's my goal. And then I do readings, and I don't do readings all the time, just once in a while, but I have started, and I'm really glad that I'm starting now. It's just been great. So that's about it for me. I'm just going to go ahead and pass it to Liz's sister, who is an amazing psychic healer and so many other things, and she will let you know. Hi, Liz.
Hi, Dan. Thank you.
Hi.
Must be this new moon energy.
Welcome.
Getting us all goofed up.
Yeah.
We know how that goes.
Yeah.
Well, I'm Liz Pfister. I'm the owner of River Maven Holistic Center in upstate New York. I'm a psychic, a medium, a healer. I'm like so many things. A Reiki healer, a sound healer, meditation coach, a spiritual counselor, a card deck creator, and probably much, much more. I usually say spiritual guru because I think that's easier to just encompass everything. But but as Jan shared, every Tuesday night on my Facebook page at River Maven 77, I live stream a one-hour-long crystal singing bowl meditation, and I always post the replay, so even though Jan misses it, you can always go and find them there. I put them up, and they're there for the last 3 years plus, so, all kinds of replays to listen to anytime anyone needs a little something to, calm them down. You don't have to sit for a whole hour. You can, listen for 10 or 15 minutes, but, it's very helpful with the kids, any of that stuff. And you don't have to make them sit and listen. You could simply turn it on while they're being them crazy selves, and it will naturally just calm them down without any without any prompting. It's very, very, very beautiful thing. I've been able to use it in the last year to help some people that were going through, terminal illnesses and stuff to help, kind of soothe their transition along. I know Mary, while her mom was suffering from dementia and before she passed, Mary would go and listen with her every week, and her mom, she could tell her mom enjoyed it because her mom would move her feet and things like that. So sound is just such a powerful, powerful tool that's available to all of us out there. And then I also had the opportunity to help a friend of mine that was going through some cancer treatments, and she was able to stay strong enough with the bowls each week to be able to keep receiving her treatments. So it's pretty profound what it can do. And right away lowers your heart, your blood pressure, and your anxiety levels come right down. So this morning I had the opportunity to play the bowls, and well, I took one bowl, and so I have it here right now because we haven't had a bowl in a long time. I've been doing my pyramid. But I had the opportunity this morning to play for some 3- and 5-year-olds. At my friend has a camp that she does for kids called Wild Essence, and it's all about being outside in nature, and they do all kinds of different things that are fun. And today was their last day, so I came and I took my Koshi times that I've shared on the show, and we talked about the 4 elements, because what are you going to do with 3- and 5-year-olds? The attention span is short. So the chimes I could let them carry and play with, is a lot easier than the crystal bowls. So, but I did take the heart bowl because we wanted to see where they would feel it in their body when I played it. And it was very fun, the answers we got, but I think they all got the idea either way. So I thought this evening I would play us some heart bowl, Jan, because what the world needs now is love and sweet love.
I know.
Right?
Yes, absolutely.
There's not enough. That's one of the things we did with the kids this morning was we blew kisses out into the world to try to send more
really?
Love out into the universe. Yes,
oh,
we did.
Oh.
Awesome. I mean, I don't watch a lot of news, but I'm aware of what's going on in the world, and we know it's crazy.
Yeah.
So, and it's all because people are in fear. And if we focus on love, if we center on that, the fear can come back, it can de-escalate, it can kind of subside. So we just have to keep putting love out there. So I try to play this bowl often. A lot of times when I go downstairs, I'll make sure I play it at least once while I'm down there, just because I don't think there's enough love in the world. So
I know.
So I know this helps to bring us together, Jan, and ground us, so we can take a nice, big, deep breath in together and fill all the way up so we can't breathe in anymore. And then let it out nice and slow, like you're blowing out. So you got nothing left. And take another deep breath in through your nose, going all the way up, and let it out. And one more deep breath in, and focus in on the sound of the heart bowl. I think the kids got it tuned up for me today. It was very loud.
Oh, it's just beautiful, though, Liz. It really is.
Thank you. So there's a little bit more love on the planet now from us. So
definitely.
Yeah.
I just saw really pretty pink and orange sparkles when it was sounding off. It was just beautiful.
Oh, how nice. That was
when
we played the chimes this morning to try to get the kids to guess which element they thought they might be. When I played the wind chime, the one little boy said, "It sounds like sparkling stars."
Oh, my gosh. I love that. Oh, how neat.
Right? I know. I said, what a great interpretation. I'm like, I love that idea. And when I played the Heart Bowl, you know, I had the kids close their eyes and I said, okay, so I want you to close your eyes and tell me where you feel the sound in your body. And they were so funny because a couple of them said, in my toes. I felt my toes get all tingly.
Oh, wow. That is so neat. It's neat to hear what kids say.
Some of the other ones. Yeah, it is. I'm like, oh, because I said, let's just see what they say without any prompting because they, you know, it'll be amazing to know what they, you know, how their brain processes all this. So a couple of them said, I feel it all over. And I said, well, I said, it's the Heart Bowl, I said, which is about love. I said, so does it make sense that you would feel it in your toes or all over? And they said, yes, it does, because we should feel love everywhere. And I said, perfect. I think they're wiser than us all the time.
I know. Wow, that is so neat.
Yeah, so
that's just
so
beautiful
amazing.
To hear that. I love that. Yeah.
Well, their optimism, you know, and they haven't been crushed by the harshness of the world yet. So
right.
They still have this sweet, pure innocence.
Yes. That is so neat to hear what they said. Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing that. It just makes you feel so good, and I hope everybody we have a whole big lineup, a huge lineup here, and everyone's listening to that, so that is so nice.
Yeah, it's nice to know that the children of the world still have hope, so we can't give up yet, you know?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Oh, no way. Never going to give up. Not going to give up at all.
No,
definitely.
It's tough right now, but we'll get through it. You know, it's just everyone.
Yeah.
It's the awakening, you know? And so I fear it's going to get a little bit worse before it gets better, but but when it gets better, it's going to be so much better, you know? So
yeah.
If we hold on to that thought and know that that's what's coming, we'll get through this. And we're here, right, Jim? I mean, we know we're light workers. We're here to help with this. We're here for this transition.
Exactly.
So.
That's
what
right.
We signed up for.
Exactly. We did.
You know, sometimes,
I know.
Sometimes we feel it the deepest, you know, because we, because we're empathic and we, you know, we don't want the world to be in pain. We don't want people to be in pain and to suffer.
I know.
And I know that we have callers that we've talked to quite often that are suffering and in pain and, are frustrated with their situation, all those things. And it's there's so much besides those little minute moments of disappointment and being upset and all those things. I think the last time that I was on the show, I shared about my family. We suffered a fire in our garage, and while we didn't lose our home or anything we couldn't live without, it still was 25 years worth of things. when you're watching your things, you know, burn up and there's nothing you can do, and the people that are there to help you are doing everything they can, it's upsetting, but you know, in the moment where I had the clarity to look around and say, wait, everybody's doing what they can, I had to surrender and say, this is what it is. Like, there's nothing I can do. I had no control. There was nothing I could do to change it, nothing anyone else could do to change it. And, you know, realize that, you know what, we aren't so bad off, right? Because actually the week prior to our fire, a family in the next town over, they were all away on vacation, and their entire house burnt with their poor pets in there, and they're
no
coming
way.
Home with nothing but what's yeah.
And
you
the
know,
pets
it was,
died too? The pets all got burned up?
Well, they don't know. They don't know if the pets got out and they just can't find them because they were cats. They're not sure if they perished in the fire or if they got out and they're just now you know, they're unable to find them. You know, but here's these, you know, parents with their four children, and the parents were actually, they were having a wedding coming up in a few weeks, and everything was in there. Everything was in their home. And they lost, they're going to come home on vacation, and all they have is what's in their suitcases. So I said, you know what? We're not, we're not that family. We're so much more blessed. And so, you know, even I'm disappointed because I think I've shared with you that, you know, our garage had an apartment above it, and I was planning, you know, one day we were working on renovating it, and we were planning to move up there one day. Like, it was, I had a plan. It was my dream oasis that we were going to have.
Oh, and, my God.
You know, that's not a reality now. But I know that the universe always, you know, the universe has a plan, and so there's got to be something bigger coming, and I just don't know what yet, and so we'll hold out and see, but I have to trust, because this was all, you know, it was a faulty electrical outlet that caused it, so it wasn't anything that was in our control necessarily, you know, it just, one of those things, so.
Yeah,
when the universe brings you things like that, you kind of have to say, okay, there's something else coming. There's something bigger.
Right, exactly. Gosh, it's really, but what a hard awakening to have to go through. You know, it's just kind of,
you know,
it's a hard one to have to suffer through. I mean, really, but you've done real well and able to just bounce back and keep going. And
I knew I had to too. You know, I live with someone that's not as resilient, and I knew that it was going to be. And a lot of the things that were in there were his, and I knew he was going to be. You know, I knew he was going to be. It was going to be hard for him, and so So I said, because I have a tenant at the Airbnb that's a friend of ours. He's here waiting for an apartment to open up. And he's like, you know, I'm so sorry, guys, this happened. And I said, you know what? There's a lot of big moments happening here. Frank, my partner, he was an alcoholic previously. He didn't go back into any of those terrible things that he, you know, usually would have done in a circumstance like this. You know, normally when he went down the rabbit hole of blaming, you know, blaming people and being angry and about all of this, I would have, you know, wanted to respond and be on the offensive myself. And this time I didn't. I just let him do it. And and within a few moments of, you know, or in a short time of him doing that, he came to his own realization that he was, you know, being ridiculous. And, you know, that this was, there was no sense in being up, you know, going on and on about it and being miserable, because there wasn't anything that anyone could do. It was out of everyone's control. So this was big progress, you know. So when you do self-work and you work on these things and you become more aware and in tune, you know, it's easier to get through big things like this. I mean, and I had a lot of other things going on in life in the last couple of weeks too, like that just made it very busy. And you know, and then add stress like this on top of it. And I've been fine through the whole thing. I've been calm. I've been like, okay, every other hiccup, I'm like, all right, it's just another thing we're dealing with now and going on, you know, where, you know, there was a time where I would have been in, you know, crazy stress, anxiety filled mode, and, you know, losing my mind, and for what? There's nothing I can do to change any of it.
I know. Isn't that? Wow.
So,
but you made it through all that.
Yeah, and there's so much power. You know, I feel good because I can say, geez, I did this. Like, this, you know. And believe me, I was upset about my things. And when when I first went out there with the firemen and everything, I was not my best self. I was having a little bit of a meltdown, and I was not treating people very nice. And
yeah.
And, you know, but then as I came back to reality and said, wait a minute, look around you, what's happening? I said, wait, there's nothing anybody can do. We're all doing what we can. So
yeah.
You gotta stop. And, you know, just there's a lot of strength and a lot of power in that, a lot of, and it feels good now that I can, you know, look back and say, hey, I had a few moments of, you know, ickiness, but when I found my grace, I stood in it and I embraced it and said, okay, here's where we're
right.
at.
Right.
You know, just got to do,
right.
you just have to do the steps. What else do you have to do? So, I can't say enough about self-work and, you know, trying to be better than you were the day before, because
exactly,
you know, that's all it is. That's all it is. It's not any, you know, miraculous overnight change. It's just trying to be better
mm-hmm.
than you were the day before. And, you know, those little
right.
steps.
And it really adds
will help
too.
You. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not that you won't make those same mistakes that you have made, but you'll catch yourself quicker and not stay in that mindset and that thought process.
Mm-hmm.
That was the big thing. Because I could have, you know, I mean, that was 6:30 in the morning. That could have ruined my whole day. I didn't let it.
Right.
I said, you know what? Okay. This is a new adventure. I'd never even made an insurance claim on my car. I didn't even know what to do. So it was a whole new experience.
Wow.
And there's some weird things that happen too, because people try to make money off you, of course. So, insurance adjusters and like big cleanup companies. Yeah. So I didn't realize this. And fortunately I had some experience from my job, and we had a large fire last year at our highway department. So I knew who this company was, but I came inside after the firemen had left. I called my insurance company and told them what happened. They said, someone will call you back. And I said, okay. And it wasn't even 10 minutes later, my phone was ringing, so I assumed it was them. And it was an insurance adjusting company calling me to solicit me to see if I needed their help with my claim. And because it was the adjusters that our town had used, I knew who it was and said, wait
mm-hmm.
a minute, this isn't my insurance company. But had I not had that experience with my job, I would have been naive and I wouldn't have known that. And I probably would have thought it was the people I needed to have come and would have been duped into something. And so I said, oh, no, thank you. I said, I'm okay. And as I was hanging up, another call was coming in, and it was another adjuster. And I said, you've got to be kidding me.
wow,
and
they were just pouncing on you, weren't they?
Yeah. I mean, and this wasn't the fire department hadn't even been out of my driveway for 30 minutes. And I ended up hanging up on that guy because my boss at work called. And when I got done with him, my neighbor was sending me a text message, and she said, hey, the fire investigator said, you know, to not touch anything till your insurance company comes and tells you what to do. And be careful, because
mm-hmm.
insurance adjusters and cleanup people are going to be coming and soliciting you. She said, I have a handful of pamphlets already for you. And I said, oh, my gosh. I said, I've already gotten 2 phone calls. She intercepted every single person that tried to come and knock on our door that day. So
wow.
I have such love for her right now.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, my gosh, thank goodness this was our garage, because, you know, we still had our home and all of our,
mm-hmm.
you know, everything we needed. If this had been our home that we had lost and these people were doing this, I probably would have lost my mind. Like, I would have been extremely upset, because how inconsiderate and, you know, just that, you know, and I realize people are trying to make a living and things, and there are
mm-hmm.
times when those, you know, jobs are needed, but, you know, give people a chance to reach out to you.
I know.
It was very, very heartless. Because I thought, man, if we had lost everything and we had to worry about all of those things, like where we were going to live and, you know, where we were going to get clothes and whatever, like, I would not have been in the frame of mind to talk to any of these people. Spiritually or not, I would not have been able to do that.
Oh, what a time.
So,
just what a time of it.
Yeah.
But thank God you got through it. Thank God you guys are, both of you are okay. And
yeah.
It was just that section of the house, and it was bad enough, but I mean, at least it wasn't the whole house.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. No.
Bless your heart.
Disappointing. You know, we lost some sentimental things that we can't ever, you know, get back. But that's, it is what it is, right? And in the end,
yeah.
We can't take it with us. So you gotta.
I know.
You gotta do what you gotta do. So we'll be okay. We're getting through it as it is. Poor Frank has been out there cleaning, digging through the rubble, seeing what he can find, and there's been weird things to survive all this. It's kind of funny because some of Garcia's like things from his childhood were in the upstairs of there, and I thought, oh, you know, he had them in plastic totes. I thought, oh, they're all gone because they were actually in the area where the fire was the worst, and they were cleaning up, and he's like, hey, I found a whole bin of my things that are still okay, and I was like, really?
Oh,
I said, well, that's cool.
Oh, that's kind of
so you
neat.
Never
yeah.
know. Yeah, I'm like, okay, well. Alright.
Yeah.
So,
well, that's
well,
nice.
I don't think Peg has joined us yet.
No, she's not going to. She won't be joining. She just left us a note and said she won't be joining us.
Something
came up. So it's she won't be able to do it. But that's alright. So we will manage it very well. Yes. We will be fine. And we'll miss them, but we'll be fine, and we do have a lineup, so it's going to be a great time. And
I think so.
Yeah, definitely. And I guess I will just go ahead and read some poems, and then we can just go ahead and get started on our lineup.
That sounds good to me.
All right.
I think everyone will like that.
Oh, thank you. Okay, well, anyway, so this one starts, this is a peace poem, and it goes, we are colors, we are the horizon, we blend as a peace sign and a rainbow forms. We shine and radiate heaven together, let's go past the norms. We fly together and breathe the same air, let's live as friends, do we dare? And this is called Touch the Sky, Angels. Some days are for just flying away, to get away from the mucky muck, to get unstuck, to touch luck, to get away from confusion and deceit, delays and betrayals, to begin anew, to refresh, to touch the angels, to uplift and move forward, to break through the veil and fly. Shall we touch the sky? And this one says, angelic airways flying in eternity in the heavenly atmospheres, soaring in delighting gravity, seeing beyond the veils in all time. We will miss them as they fly in this divine light sublime, they are home at the right time. And this says, every dream is a miracle in the making, even if in 1,000 years it could be taking. And this is my sword, begin again. My sword is for empowerment of the spirit within, that when I am worried and anxious, I will be calmed to begin again. And this one says, take my hand as I take yours and mine. We walk in starlight so fine. Take my hand as I take yours and mine. We walk in sunshine so divine. And this one is, if the universe were mine, cosmic showers. If twinkling were music, I'd give you the stars. If light is my heart, I'd give you the moon. If rays of gold were kisses, I'd give you the sunflower. If the universe were mine, I'd give you cosmic showers of sparkles to you very soon. And this one's called Only Surrender. In moments of despair, all that matters is the present. Being grateful in the seconds of uncertainty and pain, there is only surrender. And this one is called A New Dance. Liberate and free oneself from self-denial and depreciation one may hold. Let go into new intentions. In finding fairness, harmony, yet being bold, a new beginning to assert freedom, confidence, love, balance. To gaining a new identity, a new life, and a new dance. And the last two, this one is, empowerment is the key to everything necessary. And this one's called Sometimes That Hurt. It goes, sometimes the hurt that we think is following us is just residue and not real. Look, rest, and act with kindness toward yourself. It's okay. It's just how you feel. Sometimes people mimic others from our past that have hurt us. Be careful not to turn them into someone they may not be to keep yourself free. Sometimes the hurt is so strong, it turns into overpowering waves. Let the momentum flow through you and ride it without fear. This will help your next move and how your next emotion behaves. Remember that the passing of it is near. Cool and calm again. That hurt comes in and out. You have more control over it. Every time you choose peace, you have more understanding. Then the hurt begins to cease. And that's the end of that. That's my poems for this week.
Beautiful, Jean.
Thank you.
The surrender one rings very true with me.
Yeah. And when I read that, I thought, oh, this is for Liz for sure, and this is what she had to do. Oh, my gosh. Wow. I mean, it just, oh.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry you had to go through all that, but you are here with us today, and that's the most important thing.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. No one lost their life. No one got hurt. No, you know. And so that's where I had to look at, you know, my blessings and say, it could be worse, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, and it was a lesson in surrender. It was, you know what? This is what we got to do. Like, or else I would have been a victim of that angry, harbored feeling, you know, for as long as I decided to carry it. So,
yeah.
I didn't want to feel that way.
Absolutely, I know. That's good. Well, I think that we can go. You ready to start?
I'm ready, Jan.
Okay.
I see we have a lineup here. I've got my notepad ready. Do you want me to pick up and you can do the first, do your animal totem?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. All right. Well. All right, here we go then. Oops, let me get my cards. I'm dropping on the floor. All right. Area code 708, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
It's Patty.
Hi, Patty. Do you have a question for us?
Do you have any messages for me? I've been going through quite a stressful time, and it's kind of taken a toll on me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, hi, Patty. It's Jan.
Hi, Jan.
And, you know, I'm seeing a white horse. I just am. It's a white horse. And it looks like a unicorn, too. So, I'm going to go with it. So, I mean, it's exactly what I'm seeing when you're talking. I don't see unicorns too often, so when they come through, it's a really, you know, I feel like it's like kind of a real special anointing, and so it's something that you, it's nice that they're around you, but it's also almost like it's a healing gift when they come around. That's how I feel about them. So it says about the unicorn, it's vital that you pursue any creative or artistic interests that you suppress until now, and you'll notice more signs and visitations from the nature spirits and elemental kingdom, like the fairies. And try to let go of worries and responsibilities and try to have fun and just play. They also say that you could meet gifted children who have unusual artistic and creative talents. And you're going to have a big surge of personal power around this time when the unicorn comes in. You're a highly artistic and a creative person, and you have an innocence and purity about you. They say that you could also work with children. This is very much of a children's animal, but it's also for people who are very artistic and have psychic gifts too. and also who work with the fairy realm and the nature spirits. So this animal is just, I just love the unicorn. I post unicorns all the time on my page. They're, to me, one of the most incredible animals.
All of that is true about me. I was wondering, did it have anything to do with like health concerns?
Well, it could be, because it said in the beginning here that let go of your worries and responsibilities and try to.
Well, that's kind of a hard thing to do.
Right now, yeah. But it said to try to get involved and create creative things as much as you can, which can really help you. You know what I mean? Get your mind off of things. And it says to work with the fairy realm. And so you can go outside too to start working with the fairy realm right away. Just go around the trees and the flowers and just immerse yourself in them, which is really nice for your, for everything, your mind, your spirit, your body, and your health. Anytime you can get yourself in nature and put your feet on the ground and start earthing and picking up the earth's energy and all the minerals, it really helps. It helps your not only your mind, but it helps all the hormones and everything in your body. So yeah, I think it helps as far as health goes. And you said that you're going through a pretty hard time right now. So
yeah,
whatever you can do, any kind of creative endeavors and getting out in nature, trying to release things. And if you can't have too much fun, do anything that could be, you could watch a TV show that might be funny or might be fun to watch, you know what I mean? Or put on something on your, to listen to that is nice to listen to, music, some nice music, or a show, a spiritual show to inspire you, anything to help your spirit to lighten up a little bit and feel better. You know what I mean?
Right.
No matter what you're going through. I have to do it every day myself. So it really helps. I'm going through a health problem and it's really intense for me. And I have to listen to a spiritual show every day just to make sure so I can just handle the whole thing. And it just helps me so much. And I'm getting better too. I am starting to get better. So whatever you can do, spiritually and creatively, I recommend. And that's what the unicorn is saying to you too. So you have a great animal around you, and I wish you luck, and I'm going to send you right over to Liz, and she'll have more for you.
Thank you.
All right.
Uh-huh.
You, Jan.
Thank
hi,
you.
Hi, Patty. It's Liz.
Hello.
So I, right away before Jan even said the unicorn, I heard be more playful and have fun. And I know that that's... and I know it's difficult if you're facing a health concern, or someone you love is facing a health concern, because our mind automatically goes down that path, right? I have some really beautiful cards here for you, but what Jan said though about connecting with the fairy realm and all those things, ironically, I was spending time with children this morning. Their innocence and their belief that anything is still possible is such a refreshing, it's so refreshing to be around, let me put it that way. So if you have an opportunity to spend some time with some small children, and just enjoy their playfulness, I absolutely would, because that will help you in this. But, you know, as adults, we always say, you know, I don't have time to fool around. I got to be serious. I have to do all these things. But the fact is that if we do have fun and we do play around and we do do those things, that the bad things or the not so positive things that are going on, they go by quicker and they don't seem so negative or not positive. And it's hard for us to get to that place. But if we do, if we try just a little bit every day to laugh about something, to have fun, to do something silly, you'll find that it'll help you feel so much better. And I know I'm having a hard time saying it to you because I know you're like, I can't. How can you say that? I feel you, you know, saying you don't understand. It's so hard. And I get it. I do get it. And that's why I say it is hard, because we automatically go to that place of being an adult and not, we can't be fun because we have to think of all this critical, important stuff. That's not true. The critical, important stuff is always going to be there. The facts are always going to be the facts. But part of this existence is that we can manifest our future and what we bring into our life. So when we fixate on something that we maybe don't want, like illness, we're only making ourselves sicker and making that illness bigger. When we don't focus on it and we say, you know, I'm going to be well, and do the talk that shifts our way of thinking, we do better and we do heal, right? Like, I mean, mm-hmm. We've all heard stories of the power of prayer and things. So, you know, believing, you know, tell yourself every morning in the mirror, I'm well, I'm, you know, I'm healthy, I'm, you know, I'm strong, I'm capable. You know, whatever it is that you need to do to get yourself in that mindset that you're going to beat this, that you're going to be better, that you're going to, you know, this is just going to be a minor setback in the road, on the road of life, but it's not going to keep you down. It's not going to be the end game. Like, you're going to get through this and you're going to be better on the other side. And I know that's not an easy mindset to adopt either, but if you start telling yourself that, you will start believing it. and I do believe that this is not, this is not an end all thing that you're going through. It is only temporary. So the first card that I have for you is,
well, what do you mean by that? It's not, can I ask you, what do you mean by it's not an end all?
It's not going to be, I'm like
forever.
Trying to say it in a way that doesn't sound scary. it's not going to be forever. You're going to get through this. It's not going to be as big as your mind is making it out to be right now. So that's what we tend to do. It's not going to be as big as you want to think it's going to be. It's going to be much less. You're going to beat it. You're going to get through it all. And you're going to have the support that you need to do that as well. I feel people coming around and you know, taking care of things and not even intentionally knowing that that you're not in a well place. They're just going to show up to do things and be there. And it's going to make it easier. And you're going to appreciate, you know, the people in your life after this. Because they are going to be there. They are going to step up and do things that are going to be very beneficial to you and helpful. And you're going to be quite humbled by, you know, how much love you have surrounding you. But it is temporary. It's you're going to get through it. It's not as big a deal as you I feel like your mind is, you know, like what we all do, right? Making the big story of what could be, and sometimes we get a little carried away. It's not going to be nearly that severe at all. So your first card is trust in the wise spirit and your prayer will be answered. So, you know, like I was saying, just make sure you're telling yourself, you know, that you're going to be well, that you're, you know, that you're health strong and that you've got this, you're going to beat this. And the second card is go within. So like Jan said, you know, spending some time out in nature, you know, making sure that you have that mind, body, soul connection, that you're, you know, really, how are you feeling? You know, when we're going through something, there are going to be days when we don't feel great. There are going to be days that we're mad or we're sad or angry, and that's okay. But talk to yourself, you know, realize with yourself that you're in that feeling, and is that the feeling you want to stay in? And, you know, why do you feel that way? Is it anything you can control? Is it not? You know, maybe, and look for your lessons and your blessings, right? Because we're here to learn some lessons as we go along in life, right? And they're not all meant to be a punishment or bad. Sometimes they're just to slow us down and maybe help us reset our point of view. So, you know, just take a, you know, when you start to feel those moments of defeat and frustration, check in with yourself and say, you know, what am I learning here? What is this whole process teaching me? Because we're going through things because we need to learn something. We need to get something out of it. It's not because anyone wants to punish us or make us feel bad or that we've done something wrong. It's just part of the journey. So, you know, checking in with yourself and, you know, finding that, okay, why am I upset? Is it, you know, am I angry at, you know, what's happening to me? Am I angry at what's happening to someone else or how someone else is making me feel? We don't have any control over other people, right? So if we're getting mad about the way they're behaving or treating us or making us feel, we have to kind of say, you know what? I can't have an expectation of how I want them to treat me if we don't have a dialogue or what have you. But I'm like, I lost my train. I don't know where I'm going with that one.
It's beautiful, Liz.
I know, I'm sorry. you know, don't let other people affect your mood is what I'm trying to say. Sometimes people are not aware of what is happening outside of their own selves. And the last card is heal yourself to heal the world. So, you know, by walking through this journey that you're going on in as yourself, right, as just a human feeling all the emotions, allow yourself to feel those emotions. Like I said, you know, we're going to be angry sometimes. We're going to be sad at times. We're going to be afraid at times. It's okay to feel those things. Just don't stay stuck in them, you know. When you realize that you're feeling a certain way, check in with yourself. You know, go within and ask, all right, why am I feeling this way? What can I do about it? You know, is there something I can do about it? Is there not? And evaluate each step in a good mindset, in a healthy mindset, so that you are strong to get through, you know, your what's going on for you. And and like I said, it's not gonna be as long or arduous or painful as you've allowed your mind to, you know, play it out to be, because human nature is we always go to the worst case scenario and we you know make these stories of what's going to happen, and we have no idea. And a lot of times, it's not as bad as we think, right? Most times, it's not as bad as we have thought. So, you know, keep that in mind. And, you know, it's human nature to do that.
Is this something that you feel around me? I mean, I don't know how to put it. You know, you picked up on it. And
yeah, I see your mind doing like this. What I see is a whole bunch of gears just turning and turning and turning, and the smoke coming out.
Yeah.
And I know that that's a thing that I do at times, is I fixate on something and I think of, you know, the million scenarios and possibilities, and I let myself get carried away with what could happen, when the reality is I don't really have any idea of how it's going to go. So when we can try to catch ourselves and not go down that rabbit hole of, you know, the crazy thoughts spinning out of control and you know, compounding our feelings as it is, because those are what get our emotions going and get us all, you know, stressed or anxious, is the thoughts that we're creating and say, oh, you know, what if this happens? What if that happens? We don't really know what's going to happen. We're making up stories and getting upset about them, and they aren't even happening. And what does end up happening is we actually end up manifesting it into our life. And if we don't want it because we're so afraid of it or angry about it, then we don't want to fixate on it and think about it. So it's a tough thing to break for us, because that's, you know, as human beings, this is something we all do. If we, you know, go down these rabbit holes of thought. But, you know, sometimes when it's bigger things in life, obviously they're bigger thoughts, right? But they cause us more physical illness, right? Because our thoughts and our the things we hold on to and stuff like that, they do affect us physically. They will eventually manifest into disease. So
right.
We don't want to feel unwell. If we don't want to feel unwell, we have to, you know, we have to get our thoughts out of the unwell thought process. And it's not easy, because it's what we've kind of been ingrained to do, think that we're going to get sick. You know, I think I really feel, you know, we see that all the time, right, in the news, in the movies. We see people with these terminal illnesses, terminal sicknesses, and so we all go, oh, that's going to happen to me someday, or something like that's going to happen to me. And we go there, and then we make it worse. And while we're worrying about it, we are creating more sickness in our system. Since I have tried very diligently to stop my what I call the crazy loop of anxiety, I've corrected a lot of health problems for myself. I no longer have high blood pressure. I no longer have, I used to get like panic attacks. I don't have any of those things now, because I'm like consciously focusing on, wait, don't let this runaway train of thinking get away from you and put you in that place again. Focus on right here, right now. What do we know for fact? What do we know is going on? What can we control?
Well,
like,
it's
a constant check-in.
How to put this? I don't have a technical diagnosis.
Mm-hmm.
It's just something that I'm feeling is happening. So that's kind of like where I'm at, and so you picked up on it. So
yeah. When you fixate on it, you'll bring it into being. So that's what I'm trying to shift you to.
I mean, I don't know if I brought it into being or I'm bringing it into being. I don't know what I've done, but I know I'm responsible for it.
And sometimes that happens. It's okay. But you always have control to change it too. So remember that. If you feel like you've called this in, say, you know what? This wasn't really what I wanted. And like I said, you know, shift to those healthy thoughts, those, you know, I'm well, I'm strong, I'm, you know, I'm whatever it is that you need to say to get you through it. But it's, and that's exactly what I was picking up on, is that it, you have a thought of what it could be, and it's not that bad.
Well, that's,
know,
what I'm saying. I've manifested a lot in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And my mind is spinning. So
slow it down.
That's
start
what's
talking
happening.
To it and say, whoa. Let's get this under control. Start start peeling it away. Peel away what's running on the loop, as I say. You know, take one thing at a time. All right, why am I thinking this? Is this any good thought for me? If it's not, all right, I don't have time for this thought anymore. We're not going to think about that. And just, you know, peel back one at a time and get yourself, you know, you've manifested a little bit of something, but it's not as you've made yourself think it is. You're taking care of it now. So you'll get it, you'll cut it off of the past, you'll get it taken care of, working to shift your mindset and your thought process is a work in progress. It's not easy. It's not, you know, overnight. don't get frustrated with yourself either. When you catch yourself being in that negative thought process and you realize it and you say, wait, I don't want to be here. This is what I'm supposed to be watching out for. Then start from there. Don't be mad at yourself because you didn't realize sooner. Don't worry about that. Just focus on where you are in the moment. Because that's what we have to be.
Okay.
The other thing I want to share with you is that the first card was number 33, and the second card was 48, which 4 plus 8 is 12, and 1 plus 2 is 3. So a lot of threes in this, which 3 is always a mind-body-soul connection for me. And the last card is a 9, which is, you know, obviously a factor of 3. But 9 is always about things getting ready to come to an end, the end of a cycle. That's very powerful that, you know, you're coming to a place where you're going to move past this. You're going to enter a new phase in life. And, you know, this is one of those things that comes up and says, it's time for a shift. Right, and it changes.
Mm-hmm.
It changes where we are. It resets our perception and our focus. So,
right, like this is what I needed to wake up. And
right,
look
the
around.
Yeah. So,
but I
be
appreciate
fearful.
That.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Like I say, and don't be fearful because it's not that bad. And you're aware now because you're in tune with yourself. So, you know, you're doing the right things, you know, go get yourself taken care of now. Well, it's not an issue, you know, not a huge issue. It's manageable and easily rectified. And you'll be back, you know, and then work on yourself, work on your thoughts, work on, you know, all those things so that you can, you know, have a happy rest of your days. And, you know, adding that playfulness in, that little bit of silliness, you know, I don't know if you have little kids at your disposal, but if not, just be by yourself, silly, you know. Schedule a time for yourself to, you know, dance in the living room or, you know, sing out loud to your favorite song, whatever it is. Just something to be funny and playful. You know, it doesn't have to be anything, you know, wild and crazy, just... But something for yourself each day so that you remember to laugh each day, right? When we don't have any fun in our day and we don't have any laughter or joy, like real joy, you know, sometimes we have, oh, you know, that was pretty nice. But, like, if we don't have any real fun, that causes illness for us too, you know? So,
yeah.
You know,
right.
Creative outlets, too. If you're a crafter, if you like crafting or or sewing or quilting. You know, do some of those things when you, you know, pick a few minutes and set some time aside for yourself to do that. Because when we immerse ourselves in the things that we enjoy doing, that's another way that we connect in that mind, body, soul level. And we can, you know, and it helps us to shift our perception too. Helps us to shift, you know, what we're looking at. So
yeah.
So I hope those things
and that,
help you.
Patty?
Yeah.
I'm interrupting. Patty, that is all this. You can re-listen to this whole thing when you go into archives to listen to the show and listen to what all the stuff that Liz has told you. And you'll get a lot out of that too, to re-listen to it. And also, I just wanted to add, that is why the unicorn has come in to get you to be a little more creative right now. And that's what Les is talking about, is get into some creative outlets to help you with this. So anyway,
I just wanted to know if it's bigger than, if it's not as big as what I'm thinking.
And she said
right,
it
that,
to you just
yeah.
perfectly. Yeah,
yeah,
she told
yeah.
you just perfectly.
Yeah.
So, ladies,
yeah.
we really need to move on because we've got a big lineup here. And
thank you.
All right.
I appreciate it.
Thank you, Patty.
You're welcome,
for calling
Patty.
In.
Let us know what happens for you. We'd love to hear
okay,
back
thank
from you.
You.
You're welcome. Have a great evening.
You too.
That was perfect, Liz. You told her exactly what she wanted to hear. Exactly.
Yeah,
you were spot on.
Like I was having a problem getting it out there for a minute, and I just, because I didn't, I was afraid I was making it sound scary, and I'm like, I don't want it to sound scary because it's not.
Yeah.
But, you know, we let ourselves do that a lot, you know. We let ourselves.
Oh, I know.
Get dirty
I do it. I do it a lot myself. I
yeah.
do. So
I'm guilty.
Everything you said was perfect. I loved hearing what you had to say for me too, because you know. And there's a few other people I'm sure are listening in who needed to hear that too.
Right.
So anyway,
of course, the message is
beautiful.
Always meant for wherever they resonate with.
I know. It's just fantastic. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right. Well, let's see.
So
we
I did
a,
message you in the message
switchboard.
Room. I
I'm
messaged
sorry.
You in the message room because you asked.
Okay.
I messaged you in our little room, so.
Okay. Okay. All righty. Oh, let's see where we are. Okay. Are we ready for the next one, Jan?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, if I can get area code 612, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please? Area code 612. Okay. Well, I guess we'll put them back on hold and we'll try them again.
Okay.
Wait a few minutes. Maybe they stepped away.
They might have fallen asleep. They might have fallen asleep.
It could be. All right. Okay. Well, here we go. This is on my phone. Area code 703. You're live with Angel Answers. Do we have your first name, please?
Andrea.
Hi, Andrea. Do you have a question for us?
I do. I've applied for a few jobs, and I'm waiting to hear back from a couple. So do you think a new job will come into play soon? Like, maybe an offer or something. I don't know.
Oh, neat. Hey, Andrea, it's Jan.
Hi.
And, hi. I can't think of that animal. You know, it's, the something bear. It's one of those, they're from Australia. It's really cute, the little bear.
A koala.
You know.
Koala. Koala bear?
Yes. Yes, that's it. So that's what I'm seeing right away. And I just love them. They're just beautiful.
Me too. They're so cute.
Yeah. So let me just see what they say. Hold on a second. I'm almost there. So watch, it says watch your diet and make sure that it primarily contains foods that are easily digested with a particular emphasis on green vegetables, herbs, and herbal supplements. The next time you have a glass of water before you drink it, say a prayer of gratitude for the gift of water you're about to drink and include a prayer for all the waters of the earth. Okay. And you need a relaxing retreat from daily life for a few days. So plan one soon and get away. Beware of your emotions, yet somewhat detached from them and keep them contained. Practice slow breathing and meditation with music twice a day for 10 minutes. I mean, they're like giving you a prescription almost. Explore your interest in shamanic arts and practices. And it says, one of your assignments while you're on the planet is to do whatever you can to care for and clean up the waters. Wow. I had no idea koala was about that. And you have a remarkable ability for observing your feelings and being completely empathetic with others. You do your best work in the late evening or early morning, but you need periods of rest for just a few minutes at a time. So, ooh, that's so neat. Does any of that resonate for you, what the koala is saying?
Yeah, in fact, the water thing, I'm very much into, like, recycle, and that's why I stopped using I don't buy those water bottles anymore. I just fill up my own.
Oh, good.
But did you know that the tops of the water bottles are not recyclable, only the plastic bottles are?
Oh, wow. Interesting.
The plastic of the water bottles is not a recyclable plastic. Only the bottle plastic is.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. I'm writing this down because I didn't know that. Well, that is, now that makes sense. That's why the koalas come around you. I mean, I had no idea that the koala was into the water. And here you are. But so that's interesting that you've got that animal. It seems to fit you. As far as your job, and you're wanting to know if you're going to get the next job.
I'm waiting for two other people to get back to me as far as a possible second interview, and then I apply for a bunch of jobs today. But some stuff happened at work today where, I don't know, I think one of my coworkers is a tattletale and told them something that I said. So it's not a very good environment.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's
I know someone told something. I just don't know who it was.
Right. Well, I mean, if they did, that wasn't nice that they did that, but that's... You have to just let that go and just, you know what I mean? And not worry about it too much. The bosses can come up to you and ask you themselves too to find out.
Yeah, she did. She said, I heard you said that you told people to run. That was the terrible office to work at. And I pretty much did say that, but the doctor also says that. But I pretty much did say it, but I just played it off like I didn't really say it. So...
Okay.
But I don't know. I kind of have a feeling I know who said it, but I'm not really sure. But, you know, that's why this whole job thing I have is very toxic. So I've had several interviews and just no offers yet, but I feel like one really is around the corner.
I do, too. I feel like one is around the corner, too, for you. So I'm not sure if it's the one that you just did just now, but I feel like there is one around the corner for you. I'm sorry about this situation. You know what? In a way, that's a good lesson. It just shows you have to be really careful about who you tell things to. You know.
Yeah.
That's just a lesson in itself right there. And I hate to say this, but this has happened to me too. you think sometimes people are really your friends, and they are to some extent. They are to some extent, but when you tell people things, you can't always. You almost can never really. It's hard to trust people not to say something to somebody, and it's usually like that. Unfortunately, you know.
Well,
they
said it as well. They said this office is very toxic as well. So it's not, you know, just me. They've noticed it since, like, they just started. They've only been there a month, so they notice it as well. So it's not just me.
The
turnover
is
terrible.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that you were wrong to tell her you felt, because this, you know, you were just saying how you felt, you know.
Yeah.
But it doesn't. What I'm saying is that it's a good lesson, just knowing that you may not want to say anything to the coworkers.
No more.
Is what I'm saying, because
never again.
You can't trust. And exactly. And so it's too bad. I hate to say that, but my dad used to always say, keep your own counsel, because he'd always tell me that about work. He'd say, always keep your own counsel, because people aren't always your friends. They just, it's just hard to look, to learn that. I feel like you are going to get another job. I'm not too sure about this one that you're asking about, though. I'm not getting like a big light up, you know, for it, but I think you're putting out a lot of different, I think you're going to get one, because you're putting it out, and you have good energy for it. You have good energy to get another job. I'm feeling that for sure. So I know that you are going to get another job, but just hang in there while you can, and while you're there, you know what I mean? Just hang in there while you're there, because you will get another job. And and take it easy. Just don't get too stressed, and I'm going to hand you right over to Liz, and she'll have more.
Thanks.
Uh-huh.
Beautiful, Jan. You never remember koala bear.
Koala, yeah.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that funny?
It is. I was like, oh, is this the koala bear again? Hi, Andrea. It's Liz.
Hi.
So I pulled one card for you, and then I had three come out for you as well. So I have a couple cards. I'm going to read them first, because I did get another message after. But the first card I pulled was, the light in you can lead the way. And so to me, when I pulled this, I thought, you know, this is about you. Being true to who you are, right? An employer, a good employer, is going to look for people who are real and true, right? So be who you are, be yourself, because that's what's going to make the employer hire you. And the next three cards I will share, because they came out together, so I would say that's a pretty specific message.
The universe makes you do it that way.
Yeah. And I'm like, once you hear it, you'll be blown away. It isn't about being right. It's about doing the right thing, is the first card. And then courage arrives when you step over fear, is the second card. And the third card is, don't fear change. Embrace it and grow. I was listening to Dan talking, and I was, you know, contemplating this, and I thought, boy, that's pretty, that's a pretty profound message.
Yeah.
But what I got right before I took over your reading was, don't allow this job to bring you down. So I feel like this job is not the right fit for you, and you're saying the office environment is toxic. Don't allow it to bring you out of who you are. You know, sometimes we get caught up in office work, like, you know, with the slander and gossip and, just, you know, little, the hen click, I call it.
yeah.
You know, and it's a fine line to walk, right? Because that's how it goes in the office.
I
still work in the office. But when you, you know, when you're comfortable with who you are and you know your capabilities and your abilities to do a job or, you know, any job, with office work, right, you can go to another office and slide in and you'll pick it up pretty quickly, right? If that's what you've done, if that's what you're good at, it doesn't really matter where you are. You have a skill set.
Right.
So, you know, standing in your power, knowing your ability, knowing what your strengths are and your weaknesses, because we all have those too. But embracing them and just being true to you. People are being toxic, not falling into that toxic environment because that's going to bring you down. That's going to, you know, it's like, I'm going to say a bad word, but it's after 8. So it's like jumping in a puddle of shit and coming out thinking you're going to be okay. Like,
yeah, smell like roses. Not. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, that brings us down. It brings our energy vibration down and it makes us feel icky and mucky and
yep.
So, you know, if that's what other people want to do, fine, right? The environment's toxic. You know that. You're coming there and you're doing your job and you're waiting until the next person calls you for your new job that's going to be right.
Absolutely.
I do definitely feel like you are leaving this job. But I don't feel it's one that you've interviewed for yet. But
okay.
You said you did a whole bunch of applications today. So I feel like it could be in there because I feel like it's something that you haven't invested much time in yet, but but you will get called and, you will be the right fit and it'll be a place you enjoy too. So that's why I say sometimes when we get stuck in that funk of like the office drama and the toxicity of that environment, that brings us down to a place where we're not going into an employer's office as our best self. So, you know, focusing on you, knowing that you're just going there to do the job till the next one comes to get through the day, will allow you to leave all that crap there with them and not bring yourself into that. And that way, when you go to your interviews, you know, you'll be your best self. You'll be in a relaxed state of mind. You'll be ready to move forward. You won't be like, oh, I just have to get out of there. Because that's not really the energy you want to give a new employer. Right?
Right, right. Exactly.
So do your thing. Do whatever you have to do in the morning to get you through the day. Like, start your day with that mindset. Okay. And breathe, taking a deep breath in. It's going to be a good day. Angels, you know, come in, surround me with the bubble. Don't let anyone else get their gunk on me. I'm going to get through this. I'm going to stay in tune with myself. I'm not going to let things upset me. I'm going to go there and do my job because I know that my forever job is coming, right? Whatever you have to tell yourself in the morning to get you through the day, but do that. And then, you know, at lunchtime, maybe you got to go in the bathroom and pull it together again and say, all right, how am I doing?
Oh, no, I leave the building.
Okay.
I leave the building. So when I leave the building for lunchtime.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, you're already doing that. You're like, okay, I know I got to get away. Let me check in with myself.
Yep.
Okay.
It's only half an hour, but it's a half an hour I can just be away.
Yeah. Yes. In fresh air, right? Like being outside.
Yep.
It's a whole different environment than being inside, grounding yourself again. So these are great things. I don't know if you get a break in the morning, a break in the afternoon.
No,
maybe if it gets
I don't.
Too bad, you might have to. Because I was going to say, maybe, you know, you're not a smoker. You take your 15 minutes and you just take a little walk around the building or something, you know.
Yeah.
Because sometimes we have to. I mean, I've worked in environments that are that toxic, and you're just there because you have to be.
Yeah.
Because we can't afford to not work.
Right. If I didn't have a mortgage by myself, then I wouldn't be there.
Exactly. So, you know, but we want to be in the mindset of getting that job that's perfect for us because that's where we're going to be happy, right? That's where we're going to excel, and we're going to use all of our skills to the fullest of our ability. And and really utilize them and be in our life purpose, really.
Right.
Even if it is office work and sounds mundane, but for some of us, that's what we're good at. That's what we're, you know, that's our forte. I happen to be one of those people. My day-to-day job, I will be in an office because that's what I'm good at. It is. I'm good at, you know, helping people, working with people, organizing, you know, getting things done. I'm a taskmaster.
I like doing it. I really enjoy doing it, especially when I work for my real estate office. I really enjoy it. For whatever reason, I like working in the real estate office.
Yeah. And, right, it's probably, you probably learn things. Like, I learn things every day, and I'm fascinated. I'm like, ooh, this is exciting.
this is cool.
So it works for us. You know, it wouldn't be for everyone. My son couldn't do that. See, my boyfriend, no. They would both hang themselves if they had to go to work right for what I do every day. They couldn't do it, but it's not for them. I couldn't go to work every day at a factory
and do their job.
You know, put the same screw in for 8 hours. I would have poked my eyeball out in the first 10 minutes.
I know what you mean.
Couldn't do that. So, you know, everybody has their thing that they're good at, and that's what makes us individuals, right? And who we are. So, so stay in your zone. Do you follow us on Facebook, Andrea?
I think so. I think Jan and I are actually friends on Facebook as well.
Okay. Because your cards are really beautiful, and I'd like to share them so that you can see them. So I'll take a picture and post it.
Okay.
Because
the
colors in them are just gorgeous, and I think it'll help you to get through this little bit of time. But that job is coming. You haven't interviewed for it yet, but it's coming. It's coming not too far. I think before the end of the year you'll be changing and you'll be very happy. So, but keep yourself in that happy vibe so that that's the vibe you're giving when you're going to see people. All right.
Thank you.
And then give us some feedback and let us know how it all goes. Because we love to
hear
you.
Oh, I definitely will. Definitely will, for sure.
All right.
All right.
Well, you have a great evening, Andrea.
You too. Thank you.
Look forward to hearing from you in the future.
Okay.
You're welcome.
All right.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Wow.
Ooh, that was
another
awesome.
Good call, Jan.
Yeah.
I love, have you worked in an office before, Jan? Have you done?
Very minimally. I can do it. Actually, I really do like office work of my own and stuff, but I haven't. I've always had other jobs because I didn't do that. That wasn't my first choice.
You're a performer.
I was a performer, so that's what I did first. But I do like office work. I like all that stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't know
but
if I can.
But you know what the environment's like at times. You know how the environment can be in an office. With a bunch of women.
Oh yeah.
Not always.
It's not always perfect. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
My mom worked in an office her entire years of working, and that was just her whole life, and she loved it. I mean, there was just she just loved it, you know. So.
Yeah.
Some people just really like that.
You can create a culture. Yeah. I think you can create a culture of a pleasant office environment. The place that I worked for a very long time, most of my life, when I was first there, it was that very toxic environment. And in the end, I was a supervisor and I had shifted that.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, everyone got along and we all were there for each other and supported each other and we worked as a team. And it was such a different dynamic. And it made me feel good. And, you know, all of the girls they were all ladies. All the girls that worked for me, have called me and asked for references and, have said again and again how I was the best boss they ever had. And I thought, geez, it was just because, you know, I didn't expect anything out of them that I wouldn't give myself, you know, and that's a lot because I'm 150% to everything. So, you know, they all stepped up and they did it too. So it was very, you know, very humbling. And I think where I am now, I've created a very pleasant office environment. I mean, I only have one other in my office coworker. There are other people in my building, but, close together, there's just two of us and we get along really well. And we have the same, we try to help each other out. We work together. We compromise.
Oh,
you know,
that's
I'm
nice.
Like, well, I'm the boss and we're doing it this way.
Yeah.
You know, and that's important because people don't like that. They know you're the boss. You don't have to tell them.
Right. Right. Oh, that's
so
neat.
But anywho, look, should we move on? We still have this long list of callers.
I know.
All right.
Yep.
Well, here we go. Area code 216, your Lives with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name?
Yes, hi.
Area code 216. Oh, hi. Hi, Patricia. Do you have a question for us this evening?
Yes. Thank you for taking my call. I had my question. Regarding my relocation and living in Southwest Las Cruces, New Mexico, my short-term housing, meaning I'm just going to go out there, and my intention is to, I've signed on and got into a bunch of groups, Facebook groups for these traveler hospitality sites. You stay with a host. If I can get in a week or two with one person and then another one. But I'm not getting any responses to that. And also I put in on the Be Welcome, and I'm going to sign on with Couchers. But anyway, I'm not getting responses yet. And of course, my long-term housing, my own apartment, the only one list I got on, because I couldn't get anybody to speak to a live person when I would call the offices of these apartment management companies. And I'm still on that list. But I need, what else do I need to do? I got long-winded, so for this the short term, for like 60 days.
So, Patricia, this is Jan. I'm not understanding what you mean. You've called places
what?
To, you're trying to get an apartment in New Mexico. Is that what you're trying to do?
I've got
you're trying
on
to get an apartment.
Right, but the short-term housing, which I'm doing with these travel hospitality type groups. If I can stay a week or two with one person and then, you know, with another person.
And you would do that because then you could look around for a place to live. Is that what you're trying? Is that it?
Yes.
Okay,
now
I see.
I'm not going to stay in the ad.
And that way, while you're staying there, you can go actually look at the apartments or the new place that you want to live at. Okay.
When,
I see
when
saying.
I get it, yeah. But I'm not getting responses basically from, so I'm, you know, I've written it down, my intention. You know, I visualize
it. Have you
it,
called
them? I've called the office
have
of the.
Have you called these places? Yeah. Have you called them?
Well, there's, you're talking about the long-term, getting on the waiting list for housing?
Yeah. I mean, have you called these places that you're trying to get on with? And talk to the people. I mean, you're saying that they haven't called you back, they haven't contacted you back. Have you actually talked to them or anything?
Yeah. I've called and I get voicemail. That's the one.
I can't hear you. What?
You know, that's the one, the long-term housing, my apartment. Yes, I've called them and I've left messages. So they're
okay.
Not going to call, I guess, until they feel like it. Now, this place is
well,
when I'm...
Okay.
So,
these places what?
The persons that, you know, these with the hostess sisters, that sort of thing. These groups I'm on Facebook, I'm not getting any type of responses. And I put up the ad, what, in May, June?
Well, that's,
and so,
that's good that you put up the ads, but I think you should just keep calling these places, calling them, you know. If they haven't answered once, call them again, leave them another message. You know what I mean? Call them early in the morning.
Yep.
That's when they get there. They get there early in the morning, probably. I don't know. but you just, I feel like you just haven't made the connection because you're getting the wrong time or something. And yeah. As far as the Facebook thing, I don't know, you know, keep doing that. But you just have to keep doing it. And you might want to try other places too. Don't leave it to just these. Look for other ones. You know what I mean? You just have to keep looking for other businesses of the same type and call them. And you're going to connect to one of them eventually. When are you planning on moving? When is it? When was it?
Next month.
Okay. Yeah. Right. I mean, you're going to make it. You're going to make it. You just have to keep at it. You know what I mean? Keep calling these places or call different ones. Call different ones. And I feel like you got to do it early in the morning. I keep getting early in the morning. So I don't know when you're calling them, but I would do it as soon as you can in the morning and get on it, you know? And
Right.
I feel like you're going to connect with someone, but I got a horse for you too, a white horse, not a unicorn, no, just a regular white horse. And so let me just tell you what it says. It says, you're about to embark on an unexpected adventure, and you will have to move very quickly. So you just haven't gotten the connection, but I think once you do get the connection, you're going to be boom. You know what I mean? That's what it's saying here. And it's time to free yourself from those physically and emotionally constricting aspects of your life. So you need to call upon reserves of stamina and strength to get through this. You're much more powerful than you think you are. You're a strong warrior. You have a lot of sensitivity and compassion. And so teamwork mm-hmm. with the community is important right now. You may be feeling held back by external circumstances, but that's just, don't allow that. They're saying that's mostly a belief system. And you're feeling victimized and are blaming others for your current situation. So you might want to rethink that too. And your personal freedom is of the highest priority. And so you don't like it when you're stifled, when anyone tries to stifle you. And you're trying to, even though you know how to travel to different dimensions, you're very good at mundane things. So I feel like you will get through to somebody because you're going to keep at it. And I think you like to explore, and you have a good influence over others. So be positive in getting your connection to these people. It's going to come through. It'll come through. You just need to – I kept feeling you need to try early in the morning and maybe try other places, and – They just haven't gotten back to you yet, but I feel like they will. But you can keep calling them too, but try early in the morning, and because I know you're gonna move, and I'm really yeah. excited for you. So just you're gonna be okay. You're gonna make it through. So just keep at it.
All
right. Does that sound right?
Yeah, no, I've been out doing errands, and it's been hot, hot throughout all the
yeah.
country, so, yeah. But, you know,
all right.
I'll take the heat over the winter. But anyway, all right, thank you.
You're welcome. And so,
I think you're about right, Jean. I was going to say,
okay.
You're about right. Hi, Andrea. I'm sorry, Patricia. It's Liz. So the first card I pulled for you is your path may be bumpy, but this will alter soon. So, you know, it might seem, you know, a little rough right now, a little uncertain. Facebook is funny because it's all about algorithms and stuff. So your stuff might not be being seen. So you may have to, like, go on there and keep sharing and, you know, like your own post and comment on your own post so that it looks like it's getting activity so that it will – like bump it up so more people see it. But the other thing I would
yeah.
suggest is, you know, have you tried like Airbnb or Vrbo, the apps that you can, you know, you can look for a space and reserve it. Like I Airbnb here, and, you know, when my space is open, the rooms are available. People can search for, you know, stuff in the area and find me, and they can just book the time that they would like to be here. You know, they do it. And then, I mean, as a host, I have to accept it. And, you know, and you want to respond because it makes you a super host. You want to be a super host because then more people book with you. So maybe an app would be better than just a Facebook group because, you know, like I say that, I mean, every person that wants to book my room, I respond because that's income. So, that might give you a quicker peace of mind because then it'll be confirmed and you'll know where you're staying. You know, they post pictures of what it looks like, all those things, so you have an idea of where you're staying. And they don't have to be, you know, a lot of times people think Airbnb is renting a whole house or a cottage or something. A lot of people just rent a room out. And you may have to share, like they may have an extra bedroom and you share their living space and, you know, bathroom and things with them. But, you know, you have your own room and stuff like that. So it's not always, you know, super costly. It could be inexpensive. So, you know, just some things to maybe think about. I think Vrbo is the new one that may be more oriented to just single rooms. I'm not 100% sure. I don't need any more apps to know about. You know, but the move is a good thing. I want to say that. I agree with Jan. I felt right away like this is what you're supposed to do. It's exciting. It's going to be wonderful for you. You're going to be very, very happy there. So, you know, don't let these little things get in your way. You know, trust, put your faith out there. You said you set your intention. So be firm with your intention. Write it down. Say, you know, I'm looking for this type of space to stay in at, you know, this type of price point, and this is what I need for this long, right? Put it out there and then, you know, believe that it's going to come. Trust in it. You know, believe it. See yourself there. See yourself in that space. Visualize it, because then it'll come faster. The second card that came out for you, you have the power to make yourself better. And that's all about this move, because when you get there, you're going to be your best self because you're going to be very happy there. You're going to find the people that you resonate with there, your own little tribe, community. This is going to be a really, really great time for you. This is where you'll be the rest of your life, I feel like. So I'm very happy for you in that regard. And if you follow us on Facebook, Patricia, I'd like to post your cards in this group as well because these are very beautiful also.
All right. Sure. Thank you.
Call back after you get moved and let us know how everything goes because we love to hear back from people.
All right.
A great evening.
Thank you. You all do the same.
You're welcome.
You too. We'll talk to you later.
Boy, Jan, we're on fire tonight.
I know. This is a great show.
Yeah.
Beautiful messages.
Wait till you see these cards she got. I mean, Andrea's cards are pretty, but these ones are just as equally as beautiful. Man, new Gordon deck, or Gordon Smith, the Healing Spirits Oracle. So
beautiful.
All right. I think we have time for at least one more. How about I try our 612 again? They're on. All right. Area code 612, you're live with Angel Answers. So we have your first name. Area code 612. No.
No. Guess not.
No, must be not.
That's okay.
All right. Maybe they're just all right. Well, sometimes that happens, you know.
Or sometimes, yeah. I mean, sometimes the electronics are wonky. You never know.
I know. Right. That's right.
Well,
we've had people waiting, though, for us. My goodness, they're just waiting for us, these people. Bless their heart.
I know. We love you. Gosh. This is why we're here every Tuesday.
For sure.
Or Wednesday. I do the other thing on Tuesday. All right. Area code 805. You're live with Angel Answers. Could we have your first name, please? Area code 805. We're having no luck tonight, Jan.
Oh, dear.
All right. We'll put them back on hold. All right. Well, we'll try this one. Area code 651. You're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Hi, it's Christiana.
Hi, Christiana. Do you have a question for us?
Yeah, I was just wondering what Spirit had to say about, it's about, my spiritual and religious path, and I know most of the answers I have to answer for myself, but I was just wondering what they had to say about combining both the magical and metaphysical path and other gods and goddesses, as well as my belief in Christ. And I was just wondering how to do that.
How
and
does that work? Yeah.
Suggestion.
Well, Christiana, this is a good question. This is Jan, because I've worked on that too, and it just, basically, well, just for me, I just melt them together. I just melt them in. And I know that some of the beliefs are not congruent totally with some of the Christian beliefs and or the so-called Christian beliefs. You have to allow things to resonate with yourself. And if you feel resonant towards some of these things, I think it's up to you. And I'm a Christian too. I follow a lot of that path because it helps me, not because I'm supposed to do it. You know what I mean? I got over that a long time ago. I mean, I was raised in the church with my mom, so I got a lot of that structure, but she never made me feel like I had to do it. It's just, I like it is why. That's all. I like some of it. And some of it I don't like, and I just throw it out. And the other stuff, the metaphysical, I just take in what I like, and I don't feel bad about it because they all actually merge in together. It's just said in different words. They just say it in different words, And I think we have a right to believe what we want to believe and what we resonate with. Some of it may not be, healthy, some of it, but that's the stuff that you find out. You find out if it is good for you or not.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I feel like you can merge some of this stuff together and it's okay. You just have to see what you like. A lot of people don't believe in what I believe. They don't even think I'm a Christian, and my family don't feel that I'm a Christian. They call me a spiritualist. And I don't care. People can call me whatever they want. You know what I mean? I know what I like, and that's. And then my cousin, who's a priest, she's an Episcopalian priest. She's a Christian. We had a nice talk about it one time, and she said, "Make up your own religion, and don't worry about what other people think. Don't worry about what anyone thinks. Just make up your own. And if you want to put Christ in it, you want to put all your other stuff in it, go ahead and make your own, because It's between you and God anyway. It's whatever makes you happy. And some people really don't agree with me. They'll say, oh, well, you have to follow these rules. You got to follow what Christ says in the Bible. You got to follow. Well, you follow what you can take. You follow what feels right for you. And God will show you. You can ask God about these metaphysical things. Ask him straight out, what do you think about this? And you'll get answers. I get answers all the time about things because I'm always asking too. So anyway, that's my opinion. And as far as the animal I saw is the dog. I see a dog for you. Dogs are so loyal. They're faithful and they're strong no matter what's going on in your life. They help you keep your faith. So that's, you know, and it's important for you to volunteer for something purely in the spirit of service. Remain determined and resolute. Give your loyalty to others you love and cherish. They're very loyal to their friends and their work situation and community. You do your best when you're serving humanity. You thrive when you're working in groups of people. And you're often quickest to respond when someone needs help. So that's a beautiful animal to have around you. And I completely relate to you on this because I've tested out the waters on a lot of different things, you know, spirituality. I've been in a lot of different types of spiritual groups and all kinds of stuff. And I just take what I like and throw the rest away. That's just how I do it. I think Jesus wants us to be happy and you know, I think he wants us to follow him if we want to, and I do, but some of the stuff may not all be in the Bible, so maybe it's not in there because they didn't put it in there at that time, or they just didn't have it in there. I have different belief systems than some people. You know, a lot of Christians don't believe in what I believe in. They don't think it's Christian, but see, I think it is. But anyway, so you just have to, this is a lifelong path that we're on. We're on a spiritual path for our whole life. And so we get to pick and we get to figure it out our entire life. You know what I mean? There's no rush on it.
Mm-hmm.
So give yourself time and enjoy it. Just enjoy every part of it because you're going to learn so much about what you like and what you don't like and what God wants you to be into and what, you know, and what, you, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm going to pass it right over to Liz and she'll tell you a lot more. She knows a lot about this too, I think.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I was going to say, this is a great question because I think,
I
think we all struggle with it. So here's the thing, the basis is we're all one, right? That's what every single one of these different religion, spiritualists, we're all one. That's the basis of everything, right? So if we're all one, then every story is relevant. Every story is true. That's the thing. When you break all these religions down or, myths or, deities and goddesses, they're just a story. Right? The nuts and bolts of it is a story, and it's told through the perspective of whoever wrote it. The Bible's a story.
That's right.
You know, it's just people telling their accounts. So you can, it's just like going to the library and picking a book, kind of. Like, if you don't like that kind of book, you don't get it. Because I believe I was raised Catholic, my mom's mom was very, very, she was a convert Catholic, which they always say there were Catholics and Catholics. And so my grandmother was very, very strict about us going to religious ed. And I mean, and we lived 4 hours away. She didn't have to know we didn't go, but my mother lived in fear of we had to do this because my mom went to Catholic school. So we had to go to church on every Sunday and we had to go to religious ed and we had to do all the sacraments. And by the way, out of five children, I'm the oldest. I'm the only one that did all the sacraments. But
okay.
Well, except for marriage, but but you know, but I also like I could understand Greek mythology and the stories of, you know, Egypt and, you know, these other, you know, great countries and people that have these other ideas that are along the same lines. You know, that's what they chose to follow and focus on, right? Christianity, we chose Jesus and God. You know, each of these groups of people is, the essence is the same, right? There's some hierarchy, you know, not hierarchy, but there's some ambivalent force, God, creator, Allah, Buddha, whatever, that's created everything, right? All of them start with that same concept. There was something that created everything else. And then, you know, there was going to be someone that came and, you know, made things, you know, a certain way. But every single one of these things there was all kinds of miracles, of course. I mean, there's miracles every day still, right? I mean, we see them. It just was life. It was life at that time, and somebody captured it in a story. Somebody wrote it down, and somebody else found it and, you know, kept it alive. You know, Christianity, we chose to, you know, focus on Jesus and this whole story, which is, it's a beautiful story. It's a great story. But you know what, if somebody else doesn't want to believe that, that's okay. you know, I'm trying to think, Greeks, right? The Greeks all went to Zeus. Zeus was their person because he was a great help and benefit to the people. You know, Confucius, the same type of thing. These were all people that came and they just were helpful and loving and didn't judge anyone. That's all it is. It's not that they didn't make mistakes either, because, you know, that's the thing. They were human too. They made error. They sinned. They did things. They did wrong things. But sometimes we do. Sometimes it's intentional. Sometimes it's not. That's the point, you know, and no matter, I think, what we believe, I think it's great to mix them all together, because really it's about being open-minded and being able to look at things from a different point of view or a different thought process. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong, nothing sinful or, you know, damning about being open to listen to someone else's story. So I think it's a beautiful thing when we can do this, because the other, you know, religions, or they're creating boxes, right? And they're creating a divide between us. They're not treating us as we're all one. They're separating us.
90 seconds.
So I'll wrap it up with that, Christiana. So I think what you're doing, embrace it, live it, walk it, love it, share it, because it's beautiful. Two cards. The first one is share the gift. So it's all about, you know, just sharing it with everyone. Tell people what you think. Let them be, you know, let them think you're cuckoo. Who cares? They won't really. and the second card is go within. So again, if you're doubting yourself, go in and check in and say, how does this make me feel? If it feels good, do it. Don't be in fear of being, of people thinking less of you. You're being a good person. That's what matters in the end, right? We're doing the best we can, and our intention is to be good people. That's what it's all about. So,
beautiful.
So take that,
Christina. Well, thank you.
I think that's a beautiful question to wrap the show up with too. So thank you for that.
Yeah.
And you know, we look forward to hearing from you again. You're welcome. Have a great evening.
All right.
Oh. Wow, Jan.
Oh,
that
was so neat, Liz. I love that. Beautiful show.
Gosh. Yeah. Whew. We killed it. I hope you feel well tomorrow. I hope you didn't burn yourself out.
No, I don't think so. I feel good. It was just a really nice show. Thank you so much, Liz. I love working with you.
Oh, you're welcome. I love to work with you, Jan. I've been here for, I don't know, it feels like a month, but I think it's only been a week I missed. Sometimes when there's a lot going on, it can feel that way. So it was great to connect with you this evening and all our callers that were able to pick up or not pick up. We hope you've got something out of it. I'm sure you did. So thank you, Jan, for being here with me. Thank you, everyone, for calling
Absolutely.
In. And have a great rest of your evening and a great week, and we will see you here next week.
All right. Thank you, Liz.
You're welcome. Good night.
Night, everybody.